Welcome to IdeaGen TV. Today, I am thrilled to have with us Dana Lee, CEO and founder of Wander Health. Dana, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dana, you know, you've had an incredible journey. I would love if you could, for the millions of people watching this interview on IdeaGen TV, to describe a bit about your journey, introduce yourself kindly to our audience, and describe kindly, again, what is Wander Health?
Yeah. Well, hi, everybody. I'm Dana Lay. I'm the founder and CEO of Wander Health. We connect travelers to English-speaking doctors abroad, and we provide primary care, urgent care services. So we have an international network that we build, vet, and manage, and we really focus on helping the traveler get the care that they need, as like any other medical concierge, but now for international people going outside of the U.S. And I think a little bit about myself. I've been in the healthcare innovation field for the past decade. I've been focused on building the top prominent digital health accelerators for Amazon Web Services, Press Ganey, Elevance Health. I've built my last venture. I launched a large consortium of over 60 hospitals from around the world. And I've also in the past, my past life, did consulting. I negotiated multi-million dollar contracts between insurance companies and hospitals as well. And this is all really shaped up for what I am currently building for Wander Health. I'm also an avid traveler. Last year, I was on 80 flights. The year before that, 50. So I've been in situations where I felt that even with my healthcare background, it took me hours to figure out who to go to, who to trust, what if they spoke the same language and could understand me. And it was just a mess. And different countries have different healthcare systems. And we want to make it easy for anybody, anywhere, getting access to healthcare.
What an incredible journey, and the impact that you're having is simply profound. So you've had experience as an entrepreneur. You've been involved with the only pipeline, I know this, pre-post-secondary that is all healthcare, POSA, Future Health Professionals. And you've shaped this company, Wander Health, into a force to be reckoned with today. Could you talk a little bit about that experience and how it's proceeding to change the world?
Yeah. So HOSA actually really helped me build the leadership skills within a healthcare context back in the days. I was a part of it throughout high school and college, really involved in both secondary and post-secondary. When I was in high school, I was a state officer in Texas. And that gave me the leadership skills of being able to manage a large conference and be able to navigate how to talk to different disciplines, people who are in different competitive events, and also being able to do a lot of public speaking, which I do a lot now, nowadays. And I, and through college too, I really was involved in like the college chapter at the University of Texas at Austin. And we went to international, we competed in parliamentary procedure, which was a good kind of like a good taste of the business side a little bit, and thinking on your feet again, within the healthcare context. So it really introduced me to the business side of healthcare and healthcare administration. And originally I started thinking that I was going to be a doctor, and that wasn't the case. I wanted to do something more in line with like my interests and my skill set. And because of HOSA, that's kind of the path that I was able to go towards and become an entrepreneur now, become an innovator, become an operator, and still stay in this healthcare realm of things.
And you know, as you think about it, it's those experiences early on, those leadership experiences, those opportunities as well that you described that have helped you just launch into all of these areas where you're literally changing the world, man. And so what are some common health-related issues your clients deal with, and how would you, an individual, utilize Wander Health's tools to visit what you would refer to as a reliable healthcare provider?
Yeah. So we describe ourselves as an international One Medical without building the brick and mortar. So what we do is that we partner with the best medical talent in each local city. And we've created a narrow network to ensure that this is the preferred list of people that we would even trust to send our own family members to. And what they cater to is, you know, all the primary care and urgent care needs. So it could be stomach issues, skin issues. You need a prescription because you lost it, or you need another one because you need antibiotics. And so those are a lot of the things that people come to us for. Some places are able to do stitches and wound care. And it just really depends on each country based off of what they're able to, the scope of their practice and the services that they offer. It's not always listed out clear cut on Google Maps or on going directly to their website that might be in a different language that may feel unfamiliar. We're trying to standardize and aggregate all these clinics and doctors that can, again, provide high quality care, high touch care, and put it on our platform and be able to recommend it to people. And how it works is that people get a membership with us, and you get priority access, preferential pricing, and also us as like your digital concierge. So you're not alone in that journey of looking for care. And you can book an appointment on our platform because we directly sync up and work with the clinics and doctors' schedules. So then you are being able to see a doctor generally today or tomorrow. Right now, some of the big benefits that we offer are, as I mentioned, the preferential pricing. We've already negotiated rates with each of the doctors and clinics to give you the best price. Second, we've been able to, again, get you priority access to be seen today or tomorrow. We have ensured that they're compliant to local countries' regulations. So a doctor that says they're a doctor is really a doctor on our platform. And a big piece too is that we have this digital platform that people can book in real time and on demand. It's as easy as booking a dinner reservation somewhere. So we want to make sure that it's quick and simple, convenient, and it's not a headache for people to go on off compared to going off on their own to find their own doctor. This is a network that is already trusted, vetted, and compliant.
Trusted, vetted, and compliant. I mean, those are the things that these travelers be looking for, right? And where you begin, and you're solving, again, such an incredibly important and saving lives here issue, because you've encountered it yourself. You've seen it, you've seen the problem, and now you're solving for, and I go back to your leadership. But for your leadership, this probably wouldn't be happening. It's incredible. So I want to commend you on your leadership and this issue, which is really health related. And so an individual, there's benefits. If they're utilizing Wander Health, how would they reap those benefits for their medical needs? And are there other services that would be available? I mean, is this filling a gap?
Yeah. So what we've seen with the research we've done is that 40% of Americans going abroad get sick or injured. So that's a good portion of people that have to think about like some type of medical issue when they are traveling. And then half of them end up going to an urgent care or getting medical assistance. So there's a large number of people really thinking about this. When I went into doing this, it felt like anytime I talked about my business, everyone had like a story that they remembered very clearly because it was a traumatic experience. Like they didn't know who to go to and who to rely on and where to go. And they're hurt or sick or ill. And you, the last thing you want to do is figure out like a healthcare system. And we got your back, but that's truly what we want to do. And in terms of like what we're, how we're better than like what is out, else that is out there is that we want to be user-friendly. We want to think about the consumer first. We also want to think about how technology can be utilized and also help build capacity for the doctors that we partner with and we work with. You know, we're working across like Europe and Asia and South America, where not every clinic and business is created equally or the same. Not all are as tech savvy. And so we're trying to educate and build out these practices too, to ensure that they are getting up to par and the standard that Americans are used to, and be able to, again, you know, provide a good service that connects them to the individual, that the American that is needing the care.
And so innovation, you're innovating, you're connecting, streamlining and ultimately scaling. How are you doing that within Wander Health's business?
Yeah, so for me, my opinion of like what digital health solutions should do is really be able to aid in delivery of care or in some type of in-person component. Technology is helpful and can make solutions and workflows a little bit more efficient. However, it should still really be able to get you to the care that you need. And so what we're doing with technology is we're tech enabled. We have that booking platform that is on demand. And, you know, once you book the appointment, a doctor can show up at your door. You already have an appointment at the clinic, all these things. The information that you've inputted is sent over to the doctor so they know what to expect ahead of time. And you don't have to worry so much about filling out extra paperwork that is not in your language. So we are really thinking about like how we can create an incredible patient experience and journey that makes it easy for anybody that is in a new country in a foreign city to get the care that they deserve.
Incredible. And it's just so beyond inspiring. Dana, I'd like to ask you a bit about partnerships. You know, Adhesion Global is all about partnerships. And you've seen also with HOSA, Future Health Professionals, all of the global partnerships now. It's an international organization. What sort of partnerships are necessary when creating a global healthcare concierge like Wander Health?
So we're a two-sided marketplace, right? We have the side of the doctors, the network of doctors and clinics, and then we have the side of the consumer, the person who may be utilizing it. And we also have to think about our distribution channels. Where do our consumers go to find a service like ours? So in terms of like the supply side, we've built relationships. Again, right now we have it in almost 15 countries. And we've been able to build a relationship where we keep those relationships strong. We know what services they offer, what their capabilities are, what they're able to do. And then on the side of the patient, we're thinking about like, where do our general, like the patient that we're usually used to work with, our target market, purchases their travel plans from, like as a travel agencies, or are they maybe like already their PCP here? So we're thinking of strategically on like distributing based off of like where we believe our patient usually goes to get care here. So then this is another opportunity and perk for them to utilize it when they are abroad.
Dana Lay, CEO and founder of Wander Health. You today have inspired me, and I believe the millions of individuals will watch this interview on IdeaGen TV. I'd love if you could answer this question. What are some of your upcoming plans for Wander Health in 2024, including new features and or locations?
Yeah. Our goal is to expand to as many locations as possible. As I mentioned, right now we're in about 15 countries, and our goal is to double that and more. And we want to be able to be as expansive and to help as many people as possible as we continue to grow and scale. And we hope that, you know, we get feedback from our customers, and we're an early stage company. Like, we are continuing to iterate and be better, and we want to hear what the customer wants, and we want to build that. So really appreciate it.
Dana, I'd like to ask you, how can folks find out more about your work at Wander Health?
Yeah, they can visit our website. It's www.wander.health. So that's our website. And I'm also a LinkedIn top voice. So I'm a LinkedIn influencer. So you can also follow me on LinkedIn as well to see all the latest and greatest things that I'm up to and building this business out.
Incredible. Dana Lay, CEO and founder, Wander Health. Thank you for all you're doing to change the world. And thank you for leading the way.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me today.
It's our honor. Thank you.